for doing the net. I'm actually down in my crypt. I dug up my dad's old Kenwood TR-7950. Hasn't been in use for over 25 years, so last time he used it, it was on the 147 repeater, and I'm just checking it out. It looks so far like everything's working pretty good. But no, I don't have nothing else for the net. That's about it. So this is NINROM.
Okay, Bob, is that what you're talking on right now?
Yes. It's basically like a mobile station, 2 meter, obviously, and I'm on a TAN mic, so hopefully the audio sounds good.
Oh, it sounds really good, really good. It's definitely Kenwood quality audio, no doubt about that. Sounds very, very similar to some of these new ICOMs, really, that I've been loving so much. No, that audio sounds really, really good. How much power does that radio put out? I don't even know what that... I'm going to have to... Give me that number again. I'm going to have to look that up and get a picture of it.
Okay, it's a TR-7950. Obviously, I got it on low power, so I don't know. It may put out 35 on high, but it also has the capability of using a keyer with it.
Oh, yes. Yes, I see it right here on the screen. That's a nice-looking little radio. Doesn't give you the whole frequency. That takes a little getting used to. But, I'm assuming the keypad, does it do DTMF or anything like that, do you know?
I don't know for sure, because like you, I'm going to have to get on and try and download a owner's manual on it to do a little bit more looking around and seeing what it could do. He used to use it a lot for keys, keying and stuff like that.